turning in, he turned in fairly well. I couldn't do that. I don't drive an RV. I could not do that. I would have somebody hit. My concern is somebody who just bought an RV yesterday, they decide they're going to drive to Branson, pull in his, somebody's going to get hit. I'm concerned with the safety on the road. I don't think, look, everybody else, I don't think it's a good fit. I don't want the noise. I don't want the pollution. I don't have anything against him. I just don't want it there. Thank you.
My name is John Lee. I live at 280 Meadow Ridge North, which is about
across the street from Rosewood.
Second entrance.
Yeah. Rosewood and Meadow Ridge. Corner of Rosewood and Meadow Ridge.
There's Rosewood.
Rosewood. Right here.
So, question. So he's if he gets approved for six, what stops it at six? Is that a question for you, Scott?
Conditional use permits are a permitted use through the Planning Commission with a permit on a designated zoning district. So an A1 RV campground is a permitted use in A1, but you have to get the conditional use permit. That permit is specific to the application or approval. So the motion was for six that didn't passed, so he's appealing the six. So it would only be for six. If he wanted 7, 8, and 9, you have to come back through the Planning Commission.
And
doesn't change the zoning, it stays A1.
So if he decides to go from 6 to 12,
he'd have to come back before the Planning Commission.
He'd have to come back before you guys, and there's a hearing on that then also?
Yes.
So this would be done over again?
Just like the June 12th meeting.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Did any of you guys drive out on that road?
I did. I've been there lots of times.
Okay.
But I drove out to look at the exact location because I was concerned about the road.
Okay.
The man does have a big entrance. I think.
Well, he widened it since last time.
Well, I don't know. I know it does have a big entrance now.
Yeah. I mean, it is better than last time. But anybody else drove out there?
I live out that direction.
Okay.
So I'm familiar with that area and been here since 1992.
Okay. So you're aware that it isn't real wide. In the wintertime, when it gets icy, when there's the cars in the ditch, the trees stop them from going all the way down.
They probably won't bring an RV in there in the wintertime.
I would hope not.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's just a thought. Or an unexperienced driver. The lot is steep. I don't know how, if you drive an RV in, can someone explain to me where are you going to turn around and drive it out? Any thoughts on that? There's no way to. You can drive in. How are you going to turn around and drive out? I mean, I owned a campground for 9 years in another state. You got to have area to turn around to drive out. There's no room for that. It's terrains like that. So then you're going to pull in and create a pad. You're going to create a pad on that. You have to bring in fill and level the pad. And I don't see the financial sense on that, but that's just me, for six. But I would like that answer. If you drive in, how are you going to drive out?
So, again, we look at the reasons why it was denied.
Yeah.
And so we look at, the access route. It's not adequate. So, at that point, I'm not, like, we have a whole road and bridge department. And so the first thing we would go to is the fact that there's a permit. So that would be between Ronnie and the safety of the road with Taney County. So I'm assuming that in order to do that, they have to look at that and figure that out. So we don't look at that part of it.
Mm-hmm. But you do make determinations upon suitability for the...
Especially based off of the department that does that, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Because safety is a concern.
Yeah. Okay. What's to stop him before he had talked about glamping and camping and tents, and what's to stop him from moving into that?
Again, your use permit is specific.
So it's a total
of
six.
This is revisable. If this board said three, that's it. Yeah. No tents, no glamping, no...
So six and six only.
Well, again, unless this board, like I read in the decision of record, revises it for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what the permit, if it was issued, it's specific to a plant.
So there's approximately, as you guys know, there's approximately 300 homes in there, not just in Meadow Ridge, two cars. You have two cars average household, and there's more than that often. So even if there's two cars that are making one trip per day, that's 1,200 cars that are going on Sycamore Church Road. Even if half of them go out in the other direction, like in the other development, that's still 600. So these are all things for you guys to consider as we when you're making your decisions. So, thank you.
Good evening. My name's Lee Walden. I live at 369 Sycamore Church Road. Our concern is a lot of the environment, the runoff due to this and the sewer system land. We own land on two sides of that. Would be right onto us and then the other landowner to the south of him too, which affects the water supply, creek, and everything down below that. Trespassing on our land, there's not much room in a campground to walk. They will be out walking around on us, and we just don't really want that. It's agriculture and residential. The road is an issue. I'm not going to beat that one up anymore. And just not what we need in our area. So thank you for your time.
All right. Is there anybody else? Okay. We'll open it back up to the applicant.
Well, I don't really know where to begin. I do know you guys look at the reasons why it was denied only. So, but I am concerned with the safety aspects of it, and I do appreciate all the concerns that everyone has brought forward to me. And I've made some notes on things that I do want to do because I am concerned. I want to make sure it is safe for those to enter the property and exit the property. Signs will be put up on the road if this is approved. Plus, everybody, for the most part nowadays, uses a GPS in their trucks so they get, somebody saying your turn is coming up in quarter mile, 300 feet, et cetera, et cetera. I can't say that they're going to be going down and turning around in the neighborhood. If they do go down and turn around, they may go down and use the roundabout that's in the Commerce Parkway, as it seems to be the most safe way if that ever would arise, but I can't see that happening. I don't know. Most campers know their way around a camper and how to drive it. As to Mr. Boland's rebuttal against it, that was the first time I've ever drove that RV. I bought it the day that video was made, and I had that video made as we were pulling it in to the land. So that That was my very first experience with an RV. I'm new to the RV world. It's the biggest RV.
How big is it?
44 feet. It's 5 slide outs. So actually there's one bigger with 6 slide outs, but the length is still 44 feet. Unless you get into a semi-trailer, which, Scott, if you would, pull up the FedEx truck, please. So just to show you again, this is leaving the neighborhood. This is right in front of our house. And he's turning left onto Sycamore Church Road. And so this will kind of give you an idea of the road from the RV park, and it looks like it's sped up. we're not driving that fast.
I thought there was a speed limit.
No, it's sped up. But the FedEx truck.
Is this Sycamore Church Road?
This is Sycamore Church Road. Right. We just left the subdivision. We're passing a van there. And then right up here, that's the entrance to the park. So you can see, you know, wow, that is really sped up. I don't know how that happened. But just to give you an idea, you know, that gentleman doesn't live there. He doesn't navigate that road on a daily basis. Semi trucks come and go in our neighborhood all the time. Maybe he is used to that route, maybe not. I don't really know. Just to give you that as an example. You know, gentlemen, we can go over the rebuttals and objections all night long. But again, the reasons that this was denied in the first place were for the 4 reasons. And I feel in my heart I've covered those 4 reasons adequately with actual factual information. And prove an error in law against those 4 reasons.
Hey Scott, we got feedback or something.
Yeah, probably. Press the state those are plugged in again.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Whatever.
It went away.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, I have a list of all the emails that were sent to the board, to planning and zoning. You know, there is, you know, false accusations and statements about me and about the location and the safety of that. We can go over that all night long, but I don't think anybody else wants to do that any more than I do. But again, the 4 reasons I was denied an error in law is the reason that we're here tonight. So I ask you guys to take that into consideration. Is there any questions for me?
Okay, so Scott, can you pull back up that picture? You had a photograph with your truck in the background that showed the entrance. There we go. So is that right at the entrance?
Yeah, that's right at the beginning of the entrance. See, there's...
It's a really big entrance at this point. I don't know what it was before. You can see it from his video, his RV pulling in there. He's got a big, wide
entrance
there.
I could get to that.
When the dump trucks were coming and going, it wasn't that wide. It was still being developed.
If you have any questions?
That's all right, Presley. I'm just going to go to...
Oh, there. Thank you, Scott. That's what I wanted to see.
What about pulling out?
Just the reverse opposite of pulling in.
Well, guys, if you don't mind, we've already closed discussion. Thank you. Okay.
How long was this RV?
44 feet.
Yeah, if y'all don't mind, we'll just try to be respectful. Close discussion on it. So.
And again, this has been approved by Devin Huff. As far as the commercial entrance goes and the safety aspects of it.
How wide is it?
The entrance, 40 feet. And from, if you can go just a little bit further, Scott, from where that truck is parked is right about, well, actually my property line is on top of that hill. It's about 400 feet to the top of that hill. So they have 400 feet to slow down and make the proper braking to turn into the property and safely.
And obviously, if this was ever to happen, then, I mean, even with GPS, I mean, the big concern there would be making sure that you had plenty of great signage that somebody didn't miss it, because, I mean, that would be important.
Yeah. And that's something that we haven't invested time and money into yet because we're not sure if this is going to get approved or not. So, you know, that's, and as well as the ground, you know, landscaping of the ground is,